Blog Talk Radio.
What's going on, folks? It's the Patriot Nation Radio Show. It's the Trainwreck Radio Show. And we're going to be getting our guest on here in just a few minutes. We will have Mr. William Gein, the president of Americans for Legal Immigration PAC. And last week, they have withdrawn their support for the Trump administration. So here we go. We're going to play the top of the hour break. We'll be back here in a few minutes. Guest is called in just now. I'm going to play this and screen the call, and we'll talk to you guys here in 4 minutes and 28 seconds with our featured guest, William Gein from America's for Legal Immigration, Political Action Committee.
Thank you for listening to Patriot Nation Radio, 347-637-3942.
Attention conservatives, big social media is targeting conservatives like you and me in an effort to silence us and the truth. The free speech social media that you have waited for is here at LibertyRush.com. No longer do you have to be distracted by fake news. Join the war on fake news at LibertyRush.com, the official alternative with no libtard rhetoric. Guaranteed. LibertyRush.com.
Hey, what's up, everybody? This is Dave Bray, America's favorite patriotic rocker, and you are listening to Patriot Nation Radio Network.
I never knew about at a funeral or like the last day when an officer has passed, and they actually go and the dispatch will close basically down the radio air for emergency only, and then she will call the badge number, or he will call the badge number from dispatch, and obviously there's never an answer. Brave soul has passed away in the line of duty. Felt like something needed to be done or to recognize that, and that's what the song is about. Basically, it's about an officer who's, you know, gone down in the line of duty, and you know, he's given his all, and you know, when they do reach out for the last call, he answers back, and these are his words. And one thing a lot of people don't know, I know a lot of cops, you know, in and out of uniform, they are very human, just like you and I. Pick and choose what laws they uphold, but they have to uphold the ones that are put in place by our representatives. And our representatives are the people that we put in office, and the same people that are out there with their signs are the same people that are putting lunatics in office. Here's the wake-up call, people. Don't come down on the men and women in blue for doing their job. Come down on your representatives for passing these BS laws, and get involved in your political on a local level and fix what the problem is. Fix the problems in our laws today. Get involved in your local politics and get moving. Get moving in America. Become a citizen. A citizen doesn't mean you sit back and collect a paycheck from the government. A citizen means you are a part of the government, a part of the citizenry, a part of the voting and voicing public. And that's what I think the song says more over than anything else. And if people want to hear it, because I know they do, please go to Dave Bray USA right now on Facebook. That's DaveBray USA.
All units, stand by for a special announcement. Emergency traffic only.
11:45. Prince William calling, 11:45. This is the final call for 11:45. Officer Ashley Gwinden, end of watch, February 27th, 2016. May you rest in peace.
This message is brought to you by TheAmericanBrand.org. We are a 501c4 nonprofit founded by veterans for all Americans to strengthen the roots of American working class by telling the stories of America through citizen storytellers. In partnership with Patriot Nation Radio, we are donating $50 to the nonprofit Devil Dog USA with each purchase of a $250 lifetime membership to TheAmericanBrand.org. Devil Dog USA is dedicated to helping homeless veterans find housing and opportunity. Sign up today at TheAmericanBrand.org. That's TheAmericanBrand.org. for a lifetime membership and use the sales code DevilDogUSA at checkout. Again, that's one word, DevilDogUSA. Help us give honor to those who have served.
Thank you for listening to Patriot Nation Radio, 347-637-3942.
All right, folks, here we go. Rock and roll. All right, tonight we have a great show on tap for you. Tonight we have an excellent show. William, it sounds like you have your have the show on in the background. Is that the case?
Nope. I'm in a quiet office on a landline.
Hmm. I hear the show in the background. Very strange.
It's not me.
Oh, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the show. William Gein, president of Americans for Legal Immigration PAC. William, real fast, so people know, some folks might not know what your organization or group is. Why don't you tell them quick the mission statement, so to speak, of Americans for Legal Immigration PAC?
Well, ALEC PAC, as we say in brief, we're the nation's only political action committee that is fighting against illegal immigration and against any form of amnesty for illegal immigrants, which, of course, would destroy the borders of the United States forever. We've been around fighting since 2004, and while we have many accomplishments you can review on our website at alipac.us, our largest accomplishments has been that we've played a very key role in defeating the amnesty legislation in Washington, D.C. five times. If that amnesty legislation had passed, Donald Trump would have never been elected president because the issue would have been moot. Illegal immigrants would have been turned into 15-plus million new socialist Democrat voters, giving Democrats control of all three branches of government and future U.S. elections forevermore, just like they've done in California using illegal alien voters. So our biggest contribution is stopping those amnesty bills so that those of you out there listening tonight still have a chance to fight back against amnesty and illegal immigration, because the globalists responsible for this invasion that's killed so many of our citizens haven't pushed you beyond the point of no return yet.
Wow. So, folks, you probably want to support this group if you're for legal immigration and against illegal immigration, which good, wholesome American people who believe in the values of our country believe in legal immigration. We don't. It's not that we don't want folks coming to our nation. We want people to come here with open arms, but there is a process, and that process is not sneaking across the southern border or coming in by Vancouver and making a life here for yourselves at my expense and at the expense of other Americans. So recently, it seems that the budget has been passed. Not a dime has been allocated to the wall. I mean, there's been some funding for the border security guys, the border patrol guys, but pretty much the wall isn't funded. And ALEPAC pulled their support for Donald Trump. And what were the reasons for you guys pulling support for Donald Trump? You don't think maybe it was Congress dragging their feet that screwed him over, or is he culpable in this?
Well, a lot of people think that's the reason, when it's incorrect. It was just a matter of timing on things. First, we endorsed Donald Trump back deep in the GOP primary when he really needed help. In February of 2016, we've endorsed him. Our supporters have given him money and donations. Our supporters, myself personally, I worked on a phone bank for him here in Raleigh, North Carolina. I put out large signs that the bad guys kept taking down. I attended rallies. I broadcast live on Facebook, standing on the overpasses, rallying Americans to vote for Donald Trump against Hillary Clinton and her illegal alien voters. You know, so we're coming from the perspective, if a Trump supporter is listening out there, you're talking to people that we've done everything we can think of to back him and his stated agenda on illegal immigration, because it was illegal immigration issues that gave Trump the power to sail through the primary, defeating titans like Jeb Bush and Marco Rubio. It gave him the power to overcome Hillary Clinton. And his promises were very specific, and we've been keeping track of them. And when we endorsed Trump, a lot of people that were with Ted Cruz or just didn't like or didn't trust Donald Trump came emailing me and calling me saying, William Gein, you trust Trump? And I'm like, I don't trust Trump. I don't know Trump. He had no real visibility on almost any of these issues, especially illegal immigration, until he started running for president. But I told everybody that I thought he was our best bet because of what he had done on the illegal immigration issue, and because, especially because he had put the victims, the family members of the victims of illegal immigration. You know, illegal immigrants are killing thousands of U.S. citizens each year, and for the last 10, 20 years, the local media and the national media have been burying those atrocities. And we've worked a lot to try to, you know, get justice for those families whose loved ones have been raped, killed, and assaulted because our government is willfully failing at its most important job to protect us from people who would come from outside our nation and harm us. And so, you know, we backed Trump, but we promised everyone that if he diverged on his campaign promises regarding illegal immigration, we would be among the first in America to hold him to account for it. It became clear shortly after he was sworn in that he started to violate those promises. He promised to end Obama's DACA amnesty on his first day. He stated that both of Obama's executive orders, which aren't even executive orders, they're memos, laws created out of thin air, amnesty being created even though it's been defeated in Congress, the United States being put under a form of martial law diverging from normal law because Obama just made up the laws. And nobody in Congress would stop him. Nobody in the media would stop him. Donald Trump said he was going to stop that on day one with a wave of his pen. He didn't do it. So on day 106, after our activists begged and pleaded and called the White House and sent him messages on Facebook, sent him messages on Twitter, sent faxes, sent letters to the White House, I went on over 15 talk radio shows around the country calling on Donald Trump to honor his campaign promise to end amnesty and to get other people calling after months of exhausted, painstaking pressure to try to get the man to honor his promise. He failed to do it. So on Monday or Tuesday of last week, May 2nd, Americans for Legal Immigration PAC, we revoked our endorsement because our organization opposes lawmakers that support amnesty for illegal immigrants. We cannot have a standing endorsement asking people to vote for, donate to, and volunteer to someone like Donald Trump when he is now supporting the exact same amnesty he criticized Obama for supporting. So we had to change that. He forced us to drop our endorsement, and now we're finding we just got back the results of an internal poll. 87.5% of the people on Alipac's email alerts list oppose Trump's amnesty. Only 12.5% support. Of our Facebook page, which we have to be careful about Facebook because they're constantly blocking and censoring what we have to say. And even though we have like 18 or 19,000 people on our main Facebook page, only a small fraction are ever allowed to hear us unless we agree to pay socialists Mark Zuckerberg and other Silicon Valley robber barons to speak to their own people. But on our Facebook page, 89.2% of our supporters oppose Trump's amnesty. And then over on our Twitter page for Alipac, it's 72% opposition. So we know that opposing Trump's amnesty is what we need to do. We didn't want to have to do it. We wanted him to keep his promises, but now we have to take a, you know, we haven't taken an adversarial position to Trump just yet, but we've dropped our support. And we've moved to the middle. And if he continues to give jobs and licenses and encouragement to illegal aliens, and it may get worse. I hate to have to be the one to bring this very disappointing news to people, but first of all, if someone lies to you about something really, really important, in my experience in life, they'll usually keep on lying. And two, it's starting to look like Trump may actually try to push immigration reform, full-blown amnesty for illegal immigrants, just like Obama, just like Bush, just like Paul Ryan, just like the Gang of Eight, because we've got his spokeswoman, Helene Fierre-Pierre, on radio stations out there saying that as soon as Trump's done beefing up the border, he looks forward to passing a comprehensive immigration reform bill with Congress. So it's getting worse. It's looking bad. We have to begin alerting Americans to the problem, alerting Americans that Trump lied to us on some very important core issues, and preparing Americans to fight against amnesty. Because if Trump or anyone else ever gets that bill passed, the borders of the United States will be destroyed permanently, and all states will become like California, deep Democrat, socialist, globalist blue.
And I think that's the ultimate goal. I think that for some reason we're so infiltrated at every level of government by all kinds of people that we don't have a chance. I think in order for us to stay red, as they say, Republican, under the big elephant, whatever you want to call it. We're really going to have to stand up to this. We've got to have folks coming here legally. We can't let these people suck off our system, drain our resources, drive up costs of medical care, car insurance, because a lot of these guys drive around with no insurance and they get in wreck. They're driving up car insurance. They're just sending money out of the country to their family in the billions. How much money leaves the country every year, William, in money sent out of the country by illegal aliens?
Well, let me take a quick look here, because when Trump first said he was going to make Mexico pay for the wall and came under a lot of fire, we put out some information on that with Alipac's top 10 ways to make Mexico pay for the border wall. And one of those is what you're talking about, the remittances. The illegal aliens work and then send money out, and there's you know, a lot of different ways you know, that that money could be reclaimed from illegal immigrants, because they're really, you know, sending it out in a lot of different ways. And so it's on our website here, and let's see if I can find it without you know, Google's messing with us so much now that when I search for Alipac's top 10 ways to get Mexico to pay for the wall, I find everybody else's website instead of our own. Because one of the things that's happening to us, folks, our main way of communicating with people, organizing our activists and taking the stand, is through our email alerts. We get people to volunteer and hopefully donate enough funds to us through our email alerts, because all the major Silicon Valley corporations, Google, Facebook, Twitter, they're all in the bag for the open border socialist pro-amnesty movement, and they're all doing everything that they can do to, you know, push us down. I just did a search, you know, on my own website trying to find, you know, where Google. But let me pull it up here. I got it. One more. Let me try one more time here. Alipac, top 10 ways to make Mexico pay for the wall. All right, Google. Rick Wells report. Not us, not us, not us, not us, not us. Oh, wow. Yeah. You know, I'm glad we did this, because I was not aware that Google apparently has completely removed results for that search, for us, coming to us. You find other people's websites, but typing in Alipac top 10 ways to make Mexico pay for the wall, you don't, it doesn't come back to Alipac at all. It goes to other websites. Let me see if I can find it this way. All right. Okay. We could stop giving Mexico over $200 million in foreign aid per year to help pay for the wall. According to the Government Accountability Office, our Border Patrol seizes about $32.5 million in drug money each year we could put towards the wall. Number three, by 2006, the Bush administration had stopped fining all businesses that hire illegals. We could start fining businesses that hire illegals again and use that to help fund the wall. We could tell the 10 to 20 million illegal immigrants in America that they are to begin leaving immediately, and if we have to detain and deport them, we'll seize all assets to compensate the American taxpayers for all that they've taken off with. The Treasury Department Inspector General determined that, this is a big number here, $4.2 billion was paid in 2010 to illegal aliens in the form of tax return and earned income tax credits. You see, the illegals come in here and work, and then they'll claim that they've got like 10 dependents or kids or whatever, and then they'll sign up for the EIC, earned income credit, for the tax, and they actually get paid back more from the IRS than they actually paid into the system, somewhere to the tune of $4.2 billion and tax refunds. Studies indicate that over half of all illegal immigrants in America are already receiving some form of welfare, and that it's expected that if immigration reform ever passes, that number will triple or quadruple. So we could save money by stopping giving illegals welfare. Visa fees could be increased to help fund the wall. Tariffs could be applied to products coming in from our largest illegal aid and contributor nations like China, Mexico, and that money could be used. Remittances. If we applied a 5% tax on all remittances to Mexico and other nations each year applied to wire transfers made by banks, it's estimated the Mexican remittances alone are $20 billion a year. Now, of course, that's illegal immigrants and legal immigrants all sending back money. But even at 5% per year, that would generate $100 million. So there's, you know, a lot of money being sent back. And I'm sorry, I can't lay my hands on my own website information right now, but looks like Google's doing a really good job at stopping people from finding what they need from us.
See how that works? Now, I had a young lady on not that long ago, and she's claimed Facebook censorship, and the censorship is further than just Facebook when it comes to conservative values and conservative ideas. Has this been an ongoing problem, or is this something that's just coming up now, you know, the censorship of you guys?
Well, it started several years ago. I'd say that we first noticed Facebook and Google messing with us about 3 or 4 years ago. Before that, we did really good on Google. In fact, we Alipac.us, Alipac.us, we're the largest archive of information about illegal immigration in America in the world. And so all that information would be on Google, and people searching for information would find us and be like, hey, I like your site. I like what you guys are trying to do, trying to stop a lot of this damage. Let me join your emails. Let me give you a check. Let me volunteer. You know, now Google's cut our traffic back till about, maybe just a fraction of what it used to be, and they've stopped letting us earn funds through their Google ads. They've cut off our Google ads. They've demonetized, you know, Google owns YouTube, and we have a really popular YouTube channel called Alipac One, and it didn't make us very much money each month with the ads, but they cut most of those off, including my speeches, apparently my speeches to members of state governments and outside the White House are, quote, not advertiser friendly. So they've stripped our ads, they've cut back on our web traffic, and now, you know, we're learning a piece. But what's happened is since Trump won the election over Hillary Clinton, the Facebook on all of these different Facebook, Twitter, Google censorship has all gone to a whole new level. They were doing everything they can. And see, these companies by law are not supposed to be interfering with elections, but they are. And when they tried to interfere with the elections to push down Donald Trump and elect Hillary Clinton, and it failed, they're now back with a new round of draconian treatments. And, you know, we can see by example where things are going, because over in Germany, Mark Zuckerberg of Facebook and Angela Merkel, they're working together. And Merkel told Zuckerberg that she didn't want any of these anti-immigrant types speaking out on Facebook. So they all took steps. And the way it works in Germany is if you look out your window one night and the street's full of illegal aliens from Islamic fascist nations like Syria, Iraq, Saudi Arabia, and they're all in your streets beating people up, raping people, trashing the place, crapping in corners, sorry to use that language, or public urination and defecation going on, and you get on Facebook and you go, oh my God, my little German village has just been overwhelmed and I really don't like it, you'll get a knock at the door from the police. The police will knock on your door, and when they do knock on your door because you made an anti-immigrant statement on social media, you're very likely to lose your job with whatever company or government agency you're working for, and they threaten to take your kids. They're telling people that if there's a racist in your home that would be against all these Muslims swarming up into the neighborhood, that they don't think that's the right environment for children, so the state is going to step in and take them. And Facebook is helping them. Google is helping the draconian and murderous communist government of China to enslave 1 out of 4 people in the planet. Google and Facebook are all willing to cut deals with China to make their software tools of totalitarianism. And this is all so anti-America. This is so against everything that America is supposed to be about, our Constitution, our Bill of Rights. But these people, they're strangling us. They are strangling us, and every day they use their technologies to try to further the goals of illegal alien invaders and the big companies and everybody supporting the invasion of this country, because they want to overthrow America. They're really close to doing it, and the fact that you've got the Republicans. Yay, we got Republicans in all three parts of government. Guess what? These Republicans ain't worth a flip. They've accomplished nothing they've set out to do. They revoked. They haven't even finished revoking Obamacare. So don't get excited about the fact that they passed a revocation in the Congress. When it comes to fighting illegal immigration, fighting increased taxation, fighting increased debt, pulling us back from foreign wars, all the different things that Republicans have promised people again and again and again in elections, they've accomplished none of it. Now, you correct me. You're the host. Name one thing, one key component of the Republican Party platform that Republicans have actually accomplished in the last 20 years. I challenge you or any listener out there to bring it in. These Republicans, the reason they get there where they're at is because these are people, you see, the biggest paycheck from the foreign governments, China, Saudi Arabia, the U.S. Chamber of Commerce, the big banks, the Goldman Sachs people, the biggest paycheck is not for your socialist Nancy Pelosi types, because our colleges produce more socialists every year than anything else. It's the number one thing produced in America today, socialists. If your kid goes to a public school and then college, the chances are they might not be such a great doctor, lawyer, and engineer anymore to keep us on top of the planet. But they will be a good socialist, because it's required for them to be a socialist, for them to even graduate with any grades. So, and I know this because I used to be a socialist in college, and if I hadn't been, they would have. If they had seen what I was going to be today, they would have never let me graduate East Carolina University. So that's what we produce. That's where things are at. And then the big payday is for Republicans that are good actors and actresses that are willing to lie to Christians, conservatives, constitutionalists, swing voters, and independents, you know, people that support the First and the Second Amendment. They lie to everybody. Go out there and campaign. Tell everybody what they want to hear. Go to Washington, D.C., and do what these traitors want you to do. That's what you get paid for. Socialists are a dime a dozen. You want to make the big bucks? You got to get up there and do a Paul Ryan and John McCain and go campaign like you're down with the people on all these issues, and then go to D.C. and do something 180 degrees different. That's where that's where the money comes in.
That seems that's the par for the course for politicians. Any and all politicians that go into politics – all go with good intentions, I believe. So many folks. And when I get there, I'm going to fight for my people and my neighborhood. When I get to Congress, when I get to Senate, I'm going to pass the right bills to help my neighborhood where I grew up. And then they get up to D.C. and the money starts flowing, and the brandy and the cigars get going, and they sit in these rooms and they're chit-chatting and talking, and the money's flying around. These guys get corrupted quick.
Yeah, it changes them pretty quick, and a lot of them were like that before they even got there, because basically they're just the money people just shopping for people who are willing to say or do anything for more money and power. And there's an abundance of people like that, because you can go out there. I could go out there tomorrow, and instead of having to scrape by on barely what's a teacher's salary in my state, fighting a bunch of angry illegal immigrants and other types of Soros goons that give me a hard time about everything I do in life, you know, I could make a lot of money by just agreeing to sell out. I could send somebody up there and say, hey, William Gein's ready to come out and support immigration reform amnesty and not stop you guys from – not even trying to stop you guys from passing the bill. And, man, I'd be a millionaire. I could collect millions if I was willing to do that and be set for life. But I'm not, and I'm not going to do that, because I've spent 13 years of my life doing what I think the Lord wants me to be doing and what the American people really want, from what I can tell with, you know, the actual polling data and everything on things. American people do not want any form of amnesty. They don't want Donald Trump to break his promises on these things. And, you know, but we've got to stand up to him. If people do not start moving their support away from Donald Trump and being willing to stand up and speak out against Donald Trump when he does something wrong, he has no incentive whatsoever to, you know, to change or do things differently. And so we are, you know, the reason I agreed to come on your show right after dropping the endorsement there is we are looking for people that are willing to join our email alerts and speak out with us at alipac.us, A-L-I-P-A-C.us, that are willing to hold Donald Trump accountable and fight Trump fight rhinos like Paul Ryan, John McCain, Nancy Pelosi, fight anybody and everybody we have to stop the United States from being permanently submerged by illegal immigration. And that's where we're at. If anybody out there listening doesn't realize how far gone we are with hyper-legal immigration, the largest level of foreign-born ever in the country since its founding, over 15 million, maybe even 20 million illegal immigrants running around, most of which will get to stay under any form of amnesty and permanently take control of U.S. elections, making anybody, you know, what the country needs is somebody that talk like Donald Trump talked during the campaign, but actually believes in what they were saying and will actually do what they're saying. That's what any business, home, relationship, family, school, neighborhood, community, city, county, state, nation needs to survive and prosper, with the people being in, you know, the whole thing about America is we're supposed to be the empowered, self-citizen governed people of the United States, and we're not. We're not. And I've got to tell you, I'm a peaceful political guy dedicated to legislation and elections, but we have a zombie government that should have ceased to exist financially a decade ago or more, that's still going, that's now at $20 trillion in debt, like something like 8 to 10 times what they take in every year. They're now in debt, far beyond what anybody would have ever loaned to any business or personal account you and I might manage, okay? They're not going to let you and me, well, maybe sometimes on mortgages, maybe, but, you know, usually you can't borrow 10 times what you make in a year like the U.S. government has done. I'm not responsible for these debts. My children and grandchildren are not responsible for these debts because apparently I don't have any say in what goes on. And I'm not talking about me as an individual. I'm talking about me as an American. Me and every American out there, every single American in this country has every right, full-fledged right, to expect that our Constitution and our existing laws, immigration and otherwise, will be enforced, because that is the outcome of our elections and congressional deliberations. We have voted in elections, elected people, they have passed laws, the president is supposed to enforce them. Donald Trump promised us that he was going to enforce our laws, not pass any new bills. We don't need him to work with Congress. Nothing about Donald Trump's promises, except outside of health care, involved him working with Congress. Everything he promised us on immigration was enforcing our already existing immigration laws. What he's doing now, by continuing DACA amnesty and telling people that he's doing it because he has a heart, and telling the illegal aliens that they can, quote, rest easy. And if anybody out there hasn't heard about his heart and rest easy, you know, the government and the people and the nation of America are not to be governed by the whims of a president, whether he has a heart or not, or whether he's having a good day or not, or whether he's in a good mood or a bad mood today, this week, this month. It's supposed to have no bearing whatsoever on what happens in a nation of laws. And by keeping amnesty in order, Donald Trump is doing four things. One, he is violating the U.S. Constitution. Two, he's violating his oath of office to uphold that Constitution. Three, he is violating the existing immigration laws, which say it's illegal for anybody, including him and his government and Obama's government, to give jobs to illegal immigrants. It's illegal to give illegals jobs. It's illegal to encourage illegal immigrants to enter and remain in the United States unlawfully, or to print documents for them, or to aid and abet them in any way. Okay, and fourth, it's a violation of his campaign promises. Now, there are a lot of people out there saying, well, Donald Trump's only had 100 days. Well, this is not anything Congress could stop him from fixing, that any court could stop him from fixing. If you're looking for excuses for Donald Trump, there are none. He doesn't even have to file an executive order. He just has to swish his pen and send out a memo that says all of Obama's unconstitutional memos are now nullified. Nobody can sue him. It's not a law. It's a bunch of memos. We are under bureaucratic rule by memo in this country that Donald Trump promised to end day one, and he lied. He lied about it, and now he's not doing it. And here's another thing. It just gets worse and worse. He has hired and put on his cabinet and staff many illegal alien amnesty backers, including his nomination for Secretary of Labor, Acosta, and all these others that he's put in up there, including Kellyanne Conway and others that support amnesty for illegal immigrants. Well, the people that endorsed Donald Trump early on his most important issue, that gave him credibility on his illegal immigration issue, that made his campaign successful, like Sheriff Joe Arpaio, Kansas Secretary of State Chris Kobach, author Ann Coulter, Michelle Malkin, fourth largest radio show host in America, Laura Ingraham, they're not in his cabinet. They're not on the Trump staff. All the true blue illegal immigration amnesty fighters, except for Jeff Sessions, are out in the cold, and he's put a bunch of Goldman Sachs pro-amnesty Rex Tillerson people in there. It doesn't look good. He's put people in positions of power that have positions that are 180 degrees different than what everybody thought they heard him promising us during the campaign. So he's not being held back on the courts from fulfilling these promises. We got more. He's also changed. He did another thing on refugee resettlement. Originally, he dropped the numbers coming in, but then he issued an executive order that raised that number well above 50,000 per year. So at this moment, Donald Trump is importing more dangerous Muslim refugees, well, about the same number of Muslim refugees as Obama did as his average over his 8 years. Now, yes, the last year or two, Obama was rushing to pour as many dangerous anti-American, alien perspective, pro-socialist, blue Democrat voter types into the country as possible his last 2 years. But Trump is now importing the same number of refugees per average as Obama. So he lied about ending amnesty. He lied about refugee resettlement. There's no money for the wall. He's putting a bunch of illegal immigrant supporters and amnesty supporters in his cabinet. He's leaving the known true blue pre-existing illegal immigration fighting movement representatives like Sheriff Joe and Chris Kobach out of his administration altogether. And there's even some evidence coming in that deportations are actually down under Donald Trump. The only real rainbow or sunlight on this thing is that current border crossings have supposedly dropped 70%, according to Trump's pro-amnesty DHS Secretary John Kelly. But if that is true, which would not surprise me because we've seen the illegal immigrants flee whole states like Georgia and Arizona before when they thought somebody was going to actually crack down on them and enforce their laws, it's only going to be temporary. As soon as the illegal aliens start to figure out that Donald Trump wasn't serious about his crackdown illegal immigration promises, which is what we're finding out and why Alipac had to drop our endorsement, the flow will be back. We have a temporary decrease in illegal immigration that is only going to be temporary, especially if they start talking about amnesty for illegal immigrants again. And, you know, we're looking at a Huffington Post article right now. The Huffington Post, I know they're a bunch of lefties, but what is it? Why comprehensive immigration reform may be next on Trump's agenda? Wishful thinking? Well, consider this. It's a real threat. And I believe in praying and hoping for the best, but if you're going to prepare for the worst, right now, we have to organize people to prepare people to fight against another full-fledged amnesty push that's coming down with the power of Reagan this time from Trump. There'll be so many people so caught up in Trump's rhetoric and flash and appeal and showmanship, Barnum Bailey-style stuff, okay, that we have to start preparing people, building defenses now, setting up, you know, our fortifications, to try to stop what appears to be a new amnesty being created by Donald Trump, who's also going out there and telling everybody, if you're an illegal immigrant, but you're not a gangbanger or a felon, you don't really have much to worry about. So if you're like 90%+ of the illegal immigrants in America, you really don't have anything to worry about. You're not who we're looking for, and that's a form of amnesty too. Right now, every single illegal immigrant in America should be on even par that you can and will be deported. And if that were to happen, millions would leave on their own. Millions would leave on their own. But instead, the more we look at Donald Trump's actual immigration steps and policies under a microscope, the more identical they seem to be to Bush and Obama's.
And why do you think it's like this? What made him change? Or was he always like this from the get-go?
You know, who knows? But we can't really tell, you know, people ask the same thing about Bush and Obama. Why? Why is Bush doing this? You know, and we finally found out a lot of the why when we found out about the Council on Foreign Relations plan to build a North American community and all these spooky Soros groups that want to build a new permanent open border society and all this other stuff. You know, there's a lot of different power groups floating around, but I can't judge, you know, Trump's heart or inner feelings or whatever. I can only judge him based on what he does and does not do. And right now he is not doing what he promised. He promised us he would do on many important issues. And I can tell you that right now many members of Trump's base are leaving his orbit. They are withdrawing their support. They are moving away from Donald Trump's movement of sorts, which is a continuation. You know, there was Donald Trump's campaign movement was the next phase of the Tea Party movement, which was the next phase of the immigration enforcement movement that's culminated. And now that movement has to find a new direction and a new place to go because Donald Trump, he's not the guy. He's not that man. I'd love to see him change tomorrow and start honoring his promise. But so far, I've never seen a president do it. So far, for the last 16-plus years, I've never seen a president of the United States willing to take his oath of office in the United States Constitution and the existing immigration laws seriously.
It's scary, you know, because they're taking our jobs, they're taking our livelihoods, they're trying to change our culture. The ones that are coming here legally, they take courses, they pledge allegiance to the flag. They renounce the citizenship of their other country and become citizens of the country legally. And some of these folks are standing in line and spending lots of money to come here legally. And these guys jumping the border, jumping the fence, coming here and getting all the benefits that our veterans that are homeless, sick, alcoholics, need medical treatment, are being denied. They're getting those benefits.
Right.
If that doesn't piss people off, you know, what are we going to do?
Hey, look, 27 of our veterans are killing themselves on average each day. Where's the headline articles? Where's the latest news update today on the crisis? And it's not just their veterans. It's white males. There's a white male suicide wave across this entire country where white males are killing themselves flat out or more slowly through drugs and alcohol. There's an unexpected death surge in whites between 45 and 55. While all other demographic groups are living longer and more prosperous in America, if you're white and you're between like 45 and 55, you're dying at an unexpected rate. And a lot of it, they say, is suicides and what they call diseases of desperation, where in this environment where Americans are being targeted for displacement and replacement in our colleges and our jobs and our families and our communities and every commercial and movie that you turn on makes the white male look like an idiot or the bad guy, the end results are our families are breaking apart, our marriage rate as low as it can be, our divorce rate is as high as it can be, and children are growing up parentless or with one parent, and suicide and killing yourself quickly with drugs and alcohol and food. And sugars is happening all across the country, and nobody's saying or doing anything about it because all of our major systems, from our government to our media to the large corporations, seem to be compromised by foreign powers.
It's unbelievable.
Many of which, like China, prepare for war against the United States. China's feeding us. China's clothing us. China's pumping in the debt morphine that keeps the EBT cards and the government welfare and retirement checks flowing. And because they don't want anybody to get too upset. They want to keep the anesthesia coming in. They want the American sleeping patient to stay asleep on the operating table while they harvest our vital organs. You know, if we had to go to war against China right now, like a world war, first of all, if we had to fight the Middle East and China together, we wouldn't be having any allies from Europe because they'd all be fighting over there. The illegals would line up with China and our enemies here. So instead of fighting in some foreign place, we'd be fighting here in America against groups of Asians and illegals that they've pumped in over here to fight us in our own streets. And we probably couldn't make helicopters or tanks anymore because all the parts and the materials and the rare earth element and things like that you need to build modern warfare stuff have to come through global supply chains in other countries. And then even if you do get the parts, the Pentagon keeps finding Chinese spyware in our M1 tanks and our Apache helicopters. They have compromised everything. They're probably, although I couldn't prove it in a court of law, they've probably already infiltrated our nuclear shield. It would not surprise me that if China launched nukes on us, ours wouldn't fire back. They have been all over us. Under Bill Clinton's administration in the late 90s, their access was so strong that the Chinese walked in, spies walked into Los Alamos National Laboratories and stole all of our top nuclear and two-stage rocketry secrets. So in the late 90s, they could only threaten to use their medium-range missiles to maybe nuke California and irradiate the rest of the country. Now they can precisely drop bombs with multiple warhead suborbital missiles, ICBMs, on the entire East Coast and the entire country because of what they stole from us through access they got under the Clinton administration. Now, on the bottom of the last 8 years, as NASA has been silenced on its space exploration mission, and the director of NASA came out and said that reaching out to the Muslim world was one of NASA's new main focuses, you know, and every time I say that, I'm like, man, that's got to be a bad joke, right? It's got to be a bad joke that the head of NASA comes out under Obama and says they're reaching out to Muslims, and the Muslim world is one of our main missions. The last reports we got from the last Americans inside of NASA were that a bunch of Muslims and CHICOMs were walking. People had been put in all over NASA that should have never passed any type of security background, and they were just walking out with hard drives by the you know, suitcase full. The United States is almost like we're already being or been conquered. It's just that the consumer market people who are watching cable and stuck on their cell phones and internet and eating Taco Bell just don't know it yet.
Sometimes I believe you're right. I think they got it. I think the damage done under the Obama administration is so great that it's going to take decades to get out from under. And as the illegal immigrants and the refugee resettlement programs flourish, we falter slowly but surely. With white males committing suicide at record numbers, American families making 1.2 kids per family, while Islamic families and Spanish families average like 4 for Spanish and like 8.2 for Islamic families.
That's 7 to 8. Yes, yes, and look, and that's because in Europe and other places they're allowing them to engage in the bigamy and have multiple wives, and that the average fertility rate is 6 to 7 children per female. Okay, so what? Some guy goes from Islamabad to Paris, has 3 wives, has 6 or 7 children per woman. That's, you know, 18 to 21 children in one generation. And a lot of times very young brides, too, you know, in their teens. And then the actual local French person, a female, is having 1.2, 1.4, like the American extinction average. And they don't have that 1.4 children until they're middle age in their 30s and 40s. So the third world generated contributors to the population are reproducing twice in the amount of time it takes most Europeans and American Caucasians to reproduce once.
And they're encouraging us to get your career, go to college, do all this stuff first before you have kids. And then after you make it through all the schooling and all everything and get your career going and you're 33 years old, you have one kid and go, man, I can't have no more. I'm old and tired already.
Right.
That's what I'm going through.
And then especially when you've got your debts, your student loans, your all the other debts that you've got to take on as an American, and the instabilities in social relationships and marriages and men and between men and women in this country that's just gone to hell in a handbasket under the glow of the 60s revolutions in this country. It's really a mess, and you know, the children have suffered so badly, and they're coming up through this mess, and they're just, you know, so many American children are in school systems surrounded by people that hate them, that hate their guts on sight, and, you know, that they have to, instead of worried about becoming a good student, they've got to walk around being fearful about getting their butts kicked all day.
Exactly. Now, I have a guy on the line. He's got a ranch down there in Texas. His name's Rusty. I'm going to bring him here in a second. Let me give out the Americans for Legal Tax Immigration Tax Information set real fast. And then we'll bring Rusty on. That's where he's been talking about all the time.
Right. Well, I'll bring him on.
I'm going to let you give out the Alipac information real quick, website.
Oh, sorry about that. Yeah.
If someone wants to donate or something, they can donate.
Yeah, we're at alipac.us, alipac.us. And while we're talking here, I'll put that on website on our chat feed here. I didn't realize that you were streaming live on Facebook, but now that I see it, I can help share it to some of the pages while we're talking.
Cool. Apparently it was not set to public. I thought I said it always goes to public. It was on private, so it was on a private Patriot Nation radio show page only, and I didn't get anywhere. So once I clicked public, it came up. People started to see it.
Okay, well, let me share it around here.
All right. Go ahead.
Okay. What's the name of the show again? I'll put it in the post.
We are the Patriot Nation Radio Network, and this is the Trainwreck Radio Show. There's always something going wrong on this Monday show. I call it the Trainwreck Radio Show.
All right. Watch live and share is what we want people to do. So if you're out there listening right now, we want you to look for this on Facebook, watch live, and share it. And we'll see if we can build our audience up here real quick with a couple of shares.
Yes, sir. And Rusty, welcome to the show, my friend. Long time no speak. Say hello to Mr. William Geese.
It's hello, Mark. It's been rather arduous down here with activities, number one, medical, number two. Last night, where there were so many agents we had down here, everything went quiet about 3:30, and about 10 minutes after the agents left is what they had picked up. Someone got after my house and started throwing dirt clods on the roof and against the walls. And the Border Patrol came back and it disappeared. Now I've got to deal with someone who is starting a rumor that I'm supposed to be smuggling drugs. And I've had some people following me who are, I've identified them as being from a opposing force of drug dealers. And that's making it rough on me now, along with everything else. So I don't know, Mark. I'll tell you what. I'm very sincerely, if someone, I got to get out of here. I got a feeling that the way things are running, I don't know how much longer I'm going to be alive, Mark, to be quite honest with you. And I'm not being melodramatic. I'm not like that.
Have you
yes,
seen
sir.
Any changes since Trump's been sworn in? Have you seen any changes? They say that the illegal crossings are down 70%, but that's coming from Trump's DHS representative. Can you corroborate any changes on the ground of the border since Trump's been sworn in?
All right. Now, my property goes right through the middle of the Rio Grande. All right. It's not a big place. It's 21 acres. But this is what I can tell you. That the guys who normally would be coming through are getting a lot smarter because they're making inroads into organizations which give them better transportation access than what they had before. Taxi cabs, buses, any type of active transportation you can think of they didn't have. Now they've got the money and they're pushing like crazy. This is the fact. The Border Patrol is working harder than hell trying to get this done. And as far as, see, this is the thing. You figure for each one person that you pick up, nine make it through. That's a working average, too, for drugs. You get a pound, nine make it through. And that's not because they're not doing their job. It's because there's so much coming through. And this is what people do not realize. And they listen oft times to some of what the media says is what's taking place. There is a definite invasion. I've been jumping up and down about this for years. Now, this is fact two. that there are armed soldiers coming into the country. They're getting sharper now about making sure they don't get caught with their arms. But there have been so many coming through. The information that I was given would scare you to death on the numbers that have made it into the state, particularly during the last administration. If you're familiar with quantity, as far as you know what a military division is as far as the number, you figure you take that one division and you multiply it by six. That is what I was told are the numbers that have made it successfully into the state during the past administration, and they are here for real.
Well, I'll tell you one thing we're not hearing. We're not hearing anything about any shortage of supply of heroin, methamphetamine, and cocaine across the country. And the same drug cartels that are bringing in all those drugs are the ones that are bringing in the illegal aliens. Another thing is that even though there may be a drop at the border because people fearing Trump cracking down on things, you know, there's the trucks. About 2 or 3 years ago, even though we tried to hold back the NAFTA trucks, 2 or 3 years ago, they got the NAFTA trucks rolling. So now there are Mexican trucks rolling into the United States without being checked under the NAFTA agreement. And so you've probably got a great deal of illegals and drug contraband in a lot of those trucks because it's part of the NAFTA deal. And that's another promise that, you know, we're talking about Trump backing up on. He said that he was going to pull down NAFTA, and he did. You know, we were so happy when he pulled us back out of the TPP or the Trans-Pacific Partnership, because there was language in there our group ALIPAC opposed that was going to allow other foreign governments and corporations to set our immigration policies instead of Congress. So we were happy to see that. But Trump also has finagled on the NAFTA thing. He started off saying he was going to pull us out of NAFTA, and now he's going to rewrite and renegotiate NAFTA. So even that is changing. He's refused to end the DACA amnesty for illegal immigrants like he's promised. There's no funding in the border for the wall. The Muslim refugee resettlement programs are continuing to flood American communities under Donald Trump with dangerous Muslim refugees that even Australia doesn't want. And now he's even starting to change on the NAFTA thing.
Sir, if you don't mind, if I can interject, here's something that you're not aware of, that we are down here, is the fact that along with all the regular drugs, there is stuff coming out of South America. It's called Paco, P-A-C-O. And there's another drug that is coming out of the Mideast. It's called Flaca, which is hitting the American streets. Now, this has been made public, and Google and everybody else has sat on it. But the stuff from Colombia is called Paco, P-A-C-O, and you can go back 2 years and you can find out about it. This stuff is hitting the streets, and the people are sitting back and the teachers, and they're not doing what they should be, which is ignoring what the media says and go out and, number one, watch your back door, watch your neighbor's back door, everybody get together. Now, sir, I know you've got you're paying a prime time for this, so I'm going to back out. This is Rusty on the river in South Texas. I do appreciate your time and allow me to run my mouth a little bit. And if people want to find me, I'm on Facebook for what it's worth. How much longer, I don't know. I'm starting a new regimen of treatment now for the cancer. The doctors have got their fingers crossed. So with that, I'm going to say this. Everybody, God bless. And in Spanish, es Dios los bendiga a todos. And Magyar es Ot. Morior es Ot. Sigain Tuhoy. And to those who are like me, Shalom. We'll talk to you later. Have a safe one. Bye-bye.
Take care, Rusty. Thank you so much. Folks, that's Rusty Monteith. He's down there on the furthest southern tip of Texas, all the way down there at the bottom of Texas on the river. And
I see in the chat room we've got some people from Houston, Texas. And the people of Texas have a bit to celebrate. You know, we do have some good news. The people of Texas, the Texas legislature, and Texas Governor Greg Abbott have signed an anti-illegal immigrant sanctuary city law into place, and I hope that gives people relief. I read an Associated Press article that said that there were no sanctuary cities in Texas. Look, Dallas, Houston, these places were notorious for illegal immigrants going in and out of the jails until they kill citizens and then they kill police officers over and over again. So, you know, when people stand up and they really exert pressure on lawmakers, and, you know, we're doing good on the state level. This year, Americans for Legal Immigration PAC and our supporters have helped to defeat a statewide sanctuary bill in Maryland that was pushed to make the whole state a sanctuary for illegals. We stopped that in the Maryland Senate. We stopped in-state tuition for illegal aliens in Tennessee by just a vote or two. The last time the illegals almost got that through in Tennessee, they only lost by one vote. And see, the illegals, they keep coming back every year. They want their licenses. They want their in-state tuition for illegals. These are part of the globalist invasion components that they're fighting for in the states, that they've got George Soros groups with lots of funds running around, and ALIPAC's coming in with our ragtag budget and volunteers trying to stop them. We stopped them there. We've got the sanctuary blocking bill up in Texas. We're going to do our best to help the people in California who are facing Senate Bill 54, which is designed to create a sanctuary state out of the entire state of California. But we've got to get our ALIPAC activists, and hopefully by the middle of this week, I think on Wednesday, we'll be sending out an email alert, and we're going to be asking people from New York to Texas to Florida to all pile on the California legislature, trying to back them off of creating a sanctuary state out of the entire state. Because, you know, one of the true things is, while California votes deep Democrat blue with all of these illegals in there, if we actually enforced our existing immigration laws and pushed millions of illegal immigrants out of our country, California, Oregon, Washington, some of these blue western states could actually start voting differently. The outcomes of elections could start to shift back towards Americans and constitutionalists. We'll never know unless we get the illegal immigrants out.
Right. And apparently it seems like they're not going to. The live feed is now getting out to many people, thankfully. Let's go over a little bit about what we talked about in the beginning, Americans for Legal Immigration Political Action Committee and their removal of the endorsement from Donald Trump and the reasons, so that the folks that missed the first half can get a little bit of what we talked about.
Yeah, we endorsed Donald Trump back in February of 2016. Many of our supporters have gone to rallies, fought for him, donated to Donald Trump, put up signs, went toe-to-toe at polls and places with the bad guys for Donald Trump. But our organization, we oppose illegal immigration and any form of amnesty for illegals. We endorse Trump because he promised us all he would enforce all of our existing immigration laws, and it's very clear 110 days in now that he's not, that he's breaking that promise. In fact, the DACA amnesty that Obama created out of memos, Trump has supported it, saying he's, you know, he told us during the election that he was going to cancel it on his first day, that he acknowledged it was unconstitutional and illegal, and he was going to give us relief from it. Now he's saying he's keeping it because he has a heart, and he's saying that illegals covered by the current amnesties can rest easy. And this information has not gone well with people out here in the Patriot movement and the anti-illegal immigration movement and all of the Americans that supported Donald Trump on his most powerful issue of stopping amnesty and illegal immigration. So we dropped our endorsement on May 2nd. And that was covered in the Washington Times, Newsweek, and something spectacular happened. You know, the Washington Times is the only daily newspaper in America that gives conservatives and Republicans a fair shake. They're the only non-socialist paper in the country, and their editorial board came out and agreed with us, agreed with other anti-illegal immigration group leaders and members of Congress that are staunch conservatives on the issue, that Donald Trump should honor his promise to end DACA amnesty. So we've created a lot of pressure on Trump by dropping our endorsement, and we're looking for other Americans that may not want to abandon Trump altogether and say, hey, you know, I'm not going to quit him altogether because I like what he's doing here. But we need people who are willing to stand up, hold him and every single politician out there accountable, because we shouldn't even have to them promise us in a campaign they're going to enforce our existing laws. We have a right to expect our Constitution and existing border and immigration laws will be enforced to save American lives and jobs. And that's not what's happening. It's what should happen. And if enough Americans were to unify with us and speak out this way, simultaneously it would. But only through great American apathy does this continue this way. So we've dropped our endorsement for Donald Trump, and we're now preparing people to try to stop Trump's amnesty. It's no longer Obama's amnesty. Trump owns it now, and it's time for us to tell him that we expect him to do what he promised.
One of the things I've been saying on my show here since Trump got elected is, believe you, if he is, I mean, believe me, if he is doing unconstitutional acts, just because he's our guy and we got our guy, he's not doing what's right. We've got to hold him accountable. It doesn't matter who's in that Oval Office. They ain't doing what's right by the American people and fulfilling their promises and doing what they say. It's up to us to go, hey, man, you made a promise. And you can call the White House, folks, at 202-224-3121 and voice your opinion to any senator and congressman you want. Just call them up. Call all of them. Make 400 phone calls. Call everybody. 435 phone calls. Call them all.
And if you want to help us with our calls, we're going to do some more structured calls. You know, our activists, before we dropped our endorsement of Trump, spent over 2 months calling the White House over and over, sending letters, tweeting to Trump on Twitter, sending messages to his Facebook page saying, honor your promise, stop the DACA amnesty. You know, we didn't want to have to drop our endorsement. We wanted him to just do what he said he was going to do. Now we've got more supporters that agree with that, because since we dropped our endorsement on May 2nd, we lost some people who are like, I love Donald Trump, and you're not with him anymore. Goodbye, you know. Hey,
yeah.
Sorry to see you leave the fight. But at the same time, we've had over 400 new people join our email alerts at alipac.us that are sending us notes saying, hey, thank you for standing on principle. Thank you for holding Trump accountable. Thank you, because this isn't coming from the left wing. You know, we had to put out a statement saying, look, we're not liberals. We're not the left wing. We're not some people that endorsed Trump and never really meant it. You know, we're a true blue, grassroots, conservative, pro-America organization fighting against illegal immigration since 9/11/2004. And we're here to bring you the bad news, folks, that Trump's not doing what he promised to deliver. And we're going to do everything we can to get that to happen. Because, you know, the American people defeating Hillary Clinton by 3 o'clock in the morning was such an amazing miracle to happen. And it didn't happen because Donald Trump's just so swell. It happened because he promised the American public the things that we need for national and personal survival. The things he promised us is what America needs to do to get better and be stronger again. And for each thing he promised that he doesn't do, it takes us more on the path of destruction that Obama and Bush put us on.
And it's scary, you know. But I still think we got a better deal here. Imagine if Hillary was the president now, we'd be in World War III.
I'd be on the side of a mountain somewhere. I wouldn't be able to have this conversation with you. I'd be on the side of a rocky mountain somewhere if Hillary had won, and we were just going to shut down operations because it really wasn't going to be anything people could do anymore. So, yes, definitely Trump is better than Hillary, but if Trump doesn't take care of his core promises or misleads people on most important campaign issues, you know, we need politicians that are going to tell people the truth and that are going to stick to what they want. Otherwise, there's no reason for us to have elections, and otherwise, we really all shouldn't be responsible for this $20 trillion worth of debt they say all of us and our descendants owe, when our own laws and Constitution mean nothing. I mean, why do I owe this money? Why would I owe taxes or anything like that if the existing laws and elections mean nothing to what actually happens in the country? I'm not responsible for $20 trillion if I'm not running it. If I'd been running the country and people like me had made poor decisions that got us into this mess, then I'd be like, okay, we owe the money, we've got to pay it off. But since apparently the people of the United States are not in control of what happens in America, and to be honest, I don't think we have been for a long time. I'm 48 years old. And I mean, maybe somebody listening out there that's older than me can call in and tell me back a time when they really felt like the people of the United States were actually in control of what the government was doing here. But I don't think I've seen it in my lifetime.
Right. And I think the last time was 1789.
Now that's going way back.
Yeah, that's probably it. So they said, okay, it's ratified. That's it. We got no more say. It is definitely a ruling class, and they definitely are not holding themselves to the standards that we expect when we elect them to the job based on their promises that they give to us during the election season. So I don't know, but it's frustrating as heck. Folks, go to alipac.us. Sign up for the email alerts. Join the team. Make some phone calls. Campaign. Fight. Or soon you will not be able to look out the window without seeing burkas walking down the street.
Yeah, like Dearborn, Michigan. And look, we've got over 83 people watching live on Facebook right now. If you're one of the folks watching live, please do us a favor. Hit your like button. Hit your share button. Share this with other audiences. I think, Mark, when you're done, it'll allow you to save this broadcast on Facebook so people can see it later when it's not live, I believe. And
yes,
so for everybody that likes and shares or makes a comment or give us a comment if you have any questions or you can hear us out there, we're watching closely and we really appreciate the audience. And you know, once again, the people that gravitated to Donald Trump, the people that made that win possible are people who are trying so hard not to elect another Bush or Obama, people who are trying so hard not to elect Jeb Bush or Marco Rubio or John Kasich. Oh, my God. You know, I can't understand why anybody liked John Kasich. Can you?
No. What's wrong with that guy? How did I don't know, man. They sent 17 people to the plate, and we wound up with Donald Trump. Who would have been better? Would Ted Cruz have been better? I don't know. We'll never know now.
Well,
we're going to make
the decision
for you with Donald Trump.
Well, a lot of people in our organization were big Ted Cruz fans, and I remember in February of 2016 when we endorsed Donald Trump, our internal polling showed us that about 66% of AllyPac supporters were with Trump and about 30 to 32% were with Ted Cruz. So when we endorsed Trump, we lost a lot of Cruz supporters. They're very angry with us. But the reason I did it, the reason that we did it is that we felt that if the Cruz-Trump fight continued much longer, that it was going to become so protracted and so costly that it was going to open up a window where, you know, Hillary was going to win just because we took way too long in the primary to get things settled. So we went with Trump because we felt like if that fight continued between Cruz and Trump much longer, that it was going to cost us the whole race.
Right. And it's pretty scary stuff. What I got to do real fast is we've got a good audience, and there's a young man who's put out a great song. I want to take a 3-minute, 10-second break and come back and promote all your websites and political action stuff that you guys got going on, and we can wrap it up.
All right, sounds great.
Ladies and gentlemen, check out this tune. This is by a young gentleman doing really great things in music right now. Check him out. This is Josh Bogart in Dirty South. This is his song, Cold Dead Hand. I'll be back in 3 minutes and 10 seconds with William Dean from Americans for Legal Immigration PAC. And we'll wrap it up right after this. Check it out.
There's a rifle in my closet, made in 1893, called right on the barrel, it says Winchester Company. It's been passed for generations, I've been taught to use it well. It's put food there on the table, and it ain't never been for sale. There's people on my TV, telling me what's right from wrong. But not one damn gun of mine has ever pulled a trigger on its own. From my cold, dead hand, it's about you and me, ain't no redneck thing. Why don't you understand? You can bitch and moan all you want. You get my gun from my cold, dead hand.
have it, folks. That's Josh Bogard in the Dirty South. Check him out on Facebook, Josh Bogard with a D. And good stuff right there, folks. He's doing great things. That song is Cold Dead Hands. You can tell by the name what it's about. All right, William, we're right here at the end of the show. Give out all the information, donation pages, anything you want to give out now supporting Alipac and what you guys are up to and what you're doing.
Well, look, once again, we've got to warn everybody, if you're using Google, Facebook, or Twitter to try to communicate, you're going to lose. And if you're trying to figure out what we're doing and what we're trying to do to really fight back against illegal immigration and amnesty, we need you on the email alerts. We need you at our website. Facebook, Google, Twitter, there's Silicon Valley robber barons and the censorship, suppression, and weird stuff that they're doing to people trying to save the country based off of what Donald Trump promised us he was going to do. We're really getting hit hard, so we need you on our emails at alipac.us. That's alipac.us. If you want to read on what you've missed so far with us, just go in our announcement sections at alipac.us before signing up, and get on those email alerts, and donate if you can. Man, we are hurting right now financially as we go up against these hundreds of million-dollar budget George Soros groups that are intent upon wrecking America's borders forever with immigration reform, amnesty, and DACA amnesty and stuff like that. We really need the support, and, you know, we're based off of grassroots. We're the only political action committee in America that's dedicated to stopping illegal immigrants from taking your job or your life. So if you can help us out, we appreciate that. If you've watched part of this broadcast or the end of it or any part of it, please share it with other people and get the word out there about what's really happening in the Trump administration and with these rhinos up there. Let's see what we can do to get Americans organized and in communication with people in a way that we can take some strong political action in the country on this issue.
Excellent. Ladies and gentlemen, there you have it. Alipac.us, alipac.us. Sign up for the email team and do your part. Call your senators, too. You can tell your senators and your congressmen how to vote. You voted for them. They work for you. If you flood their phone with thousands of calls, they cannot ignore you. So all you got to do is dial 202-224-3121, ask for your senator and your congressman. You'll never speak to them, of course, unless you make an appointment at the local office or when they come to town. But you can leave a message, and if you're respectful, they get the message because they get thousands of them. So call and let them know exactly where you stand on Trump's amnesty. That's right, Trump's amnesty. As William stated earlier in the show, no longer Obama's amnesty. He just passed the baton to the next guy, and he's running with it. He's going to maybe fortify stem the tide of these people coming across the border. But he's looking to give the folks here that already broke our laws a free pass, while veterans live under bridges and suffer, some with horrendous PTSD and over 22 per day killing themselves. And these folks get all their benefits while they suffer. That alone, like I said earlier in the show, should aggravate you and anger you to the depths of your soul that you have American citizens suffering and their benefits are going to folks who broke our laws while they defended our laws and our Constitution on a battlefield, a lot of them. If that don't anger you, then nothing will. And we'll lose the battle, and soon we'll be the United States of Mexico, for God's sakes, and the United States of Syria and Iraq. Got to make a stand, people. Alipac.us. Head on over there and do your thing. Now, we have Tuesday nights now. We've been having a conservative perspective with my good pal, James Bostic. I believe that show kicks off at 7 p.m. Eastern Time right here on the Patriot Nation Radio Network. www.blogtalkradio.com/Patriot Nation. And, of course, Wednesday, Vet Talk with Gonzalo Duran. Check the schedule. Again, just head over to that website, www.blogtalkradio.com/Patriot Nation. Click the follow button, and you'll get notified when the shows are up. Then Thursday, we have the second episode of A Conservative's Perspective starting at 7 p.m. on Thursdays. That's James Bostic and A Conservative's Perspective, followed by me and the Patriot Nation radio show. And I'm the host, Mark Hoffman. Patriot Nation Radio Network. And Saturday nights, we have got Patrick Miller and Constitutional Truth. Nope, sorry. That was Shar's old show. Hopefully we're going to get that back on Friday night. Saturday night is Constitutional Millennials, The Next Generation with Patrick Miller. That's Saturday nights. And, of course, just head on over to the webpage there, blogtalkradio.com/Patriot Nation. Click the follow button. Look for us on Facebook at the Patriot Nation Radio Network and the Patriot Nation Radio Show. And click like and ask to join, and we'll get you on the list so you can be informed when the show takes place. I want to thank everybody for tuning in today, and I want to thank William Gein for coming on and doing a show with us tonight. And I want to thank Rusty down there in Texas, giving us some information, telling us about how many armed illegals are coming across the border now unchecked, saying a regiment, imagine six of them, coming through the border since the beginning of the Obama administration, and it continues. Armed, illegal immigrants for almost 9 years have been coming across the border. Rusty has found prayer rugs and everything, out on the Qurans, dead people. He found everything out on his ranch. And he's not the only ranch. He's just one ranch. The border, I believe, is over 700 miles of unprotected border. So there you go. But check out alipac.us. Tell William Gein you heard about us on Patriot Nation Radio and heard about Alipac on Patriot Nation Radio. And we're going to rock and roll. We're going to play this song right now. This is my good friend and a supporter of Patriot Nation Radio, singing the Star Spangled Banner a cappella in Pittsburgh. And if you have the opportunity to face a flag and enjoy this, this is the Star Spangled Banner as performed by Dave Bray, America's number one patriotic rocker. And don't forget his friends at the JC All-Stars. Check them out, too. Here's Dave Bray, Star Spangled Banner.
That's what I'm talking about. We're going to sing it together. Are you ready? Come on, Pittsburgh. Are you ready?
Whoa, say, can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, o'er the ramparts we watched were so gallantly streaming.
Thanks a lot. Good night, and God bless America.